With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStars Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner! And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome everyone to Puckle Game Corner. I am indeed your host, Professor Snag, and boy, let me tell you, do I have a treat for you today. We're going to deviate from what we've usually done the last few months for Puckle Game Corner, but today we have a host versus host showdown, and boy am I excited about it. In fact, we have two fantastic co-hosts who pride themselves in their trivia. First, coming all the way from Italy in the continent of Europe, we have the Fluffiest Whimsicott.
Hello, hello everyone.
And coming from the continent of Asia, we have Scrawn.
You can already guess where this is going.
I shall dominate you with knowledge.
Disclaimer, the only continent in which it's a time appropriate to do trivia right now is actually Snag's US Bay.
That's right.
Like America. And so Scar and I would like to put a disclaimer out there.
It's 8 a.m. and I had 4 hours of sleep.
It's past midnight and I had 4 hours of sleep. So if we like completely blow this, know that you should not let this color our reputation as Puckle's most enthusiastic trivia aficionados. Like, we probably don't usually suck as much as we're going to suck today.
Well, don't.
I'm freaky for facts.
Well, don't sell yourselves short. I am sure you both are going to do fantastic because, as I said, folks, these are two of our best trivia contestants that you could ask for on this show right now.
Thank you very much, Zach. That is high praise.
But we are running on fumes.
Yes.
I just wanted to put that out there. So when I listen to the episode 6 months from now, I don't feel so bad about myself.
Here's a bit of Puckle trivia for you folks. This is the first time a Puckle episode has ever been recorded on three continents. So that's something to file away for yourselves. But wow. All right, folks, are you guys ready to go get started into our first game?
Let's yes! do it!
All right, we'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Are you a boy or a girl?
All right, folks, let's get started with our first game here, and let me tell you how this is special. Because we have a host versus host showdown, what I have done is Whimsicott and Scrawn have chosen the answers for all the trivia questions, so they're trying to stump each other with this, so it makes it an extra degree of difficulty there. So for this first round of Are You a Boy or a Girl, all the names have been chosen by our two contestants. And here are the rules for Are You a Boy or a Girl for our listeners at home. Our contestants are allowed to ask yes or no questions until they have determined who the NPC is, with the exception of the first question, of course. They must ask the NPC's name as one of the questions. There is no penalty for guessing incorrectly. And if they have narrowed down who the character is but cannot recall the character's actual name, they will receive a 3-point penalty. Let's get started. All right, and let's go and start out with one that Whimsicott picked. So, Scrawn, you are going to have this first one for you. So, Scrawn, whenever you're ready, you can ask the traditional first question.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It is a boy.
Okay, all right. Well, I think I'm going to need more information than that. So, okay. Well, here's a kind of intricate question, but it is yes or no.
Okay.
According to the Gen 3 physical special sort of typing, is this person's specialty Pokemon type corresponding on the physical spectrum?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that narrows down. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Does this NPC first appear after Gen 4, or Gen 4 or after?
Gen 4 or after? No.
Yes. Okay.
When they first appear, so no.
Gen 3 or before, physical type Gen 3. So that makes it simple for me. So it might be, it can't be like a gym leader. It could be Steven, maybe? It could be, let's see. Okay. Okay, so it's Gen 3 or before.
That's right, yeah.
Is this character a gym leader?
Yes.
Okay, that helps a lot. Let's see. Okay, we've got 24. I can use the first question's results to narrow that down. We got Brock. We could do... can't be Lieutenant Surge. Let's see. Can't be Blaine. Let's see. We got Brock. Second gen, let's see. It could be... it could be that one guy, the bird guy. Oh, what is his name? Faulkner? No, can it be him? I think it can. I think it's physical.
And this is why I love this game.
Bugsy. So it would be Brock, Bugsy, Faulkner. Let's see. Am I missing someone from Gen 1 still? I'm still trying to think. It's so complicated.
I know you're piecing it out strong, but we are going to need a question relatively soon.
Oh, man. Okay. One sec. Okay. Now I'm going to ask another question. Did this character first appear Gen 2 or before?
Yes. That's 5 questions.
Okay. I don't need... Don't even need to ask about Gen 3. Let's see. Oh, man. Okay, if I know Whimsicott, she's going to try to go for the one that I wouldn't remember the name of. So Brock's out of the question. Let's do... Okay. Oh, man, I feel weird just going for it. Oh, it could be Chuck, too. It could be Chuck. Oh, man.
And I will mention that in this game, there is no penalty for just guessing.
Oh, there isn't.
No.
Is it Chuck?
It is, yes.
Yes!
You lucky boy!
All right, so Scrawn got that in 6 questions, and we're doing the point system a little bit differently here today, folks. Because this is head-to-head, basically every question is worth a point, and we're trying to get the lowest score possible. So this took Scrawn 6 points. Whimsicott is going to try and match this next one in under that, if possible. But then we'll total up get the total after the round. So let's flip it over to Whimsicott. Whimsicott, whenever you are ready, you may ask the traditional first question.
I will be traditional, although I already know the answer to this one. Are you a boy or a girl?
I personally am a boy, but the character that Scrawn picked is also a boy.
I had no doubt about that. Statistically, that is convenient for him. I know Scrawn.
Fun.
Okay, so I'm going to go with a question that Thatch and I love very much. Do you battle this character?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does this character first appear in the first 3 generations of Pokemon?
Yes.
So it's not a professor because you don't battle any professor from Gen 1, 2, or 3. Could be gym leader, rival, evil team member, or Elite Four, or champion. And it's a boy.
It is a boy, yes.
Plenty of stuff to pick from. I guess I'm going to ask... Scron had a very good question there, actually, and I'm going to steal it from him. is this character's specialty type falling on the special side of the physical special split existing before Generation 4? So,
Is it a special typing? Yes, it is special.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And so the thing is, this question implies that it does have a specialty type, so it's not a champion. And it's not a rival, so it has to be a gym leader, and so I'm going to do the opposite of what he did. So we have Blaine in Generation 1, and then actually... almost nobody from Generation 1 and 2, because the gym leaders were weirdly split, where the girls had the special types and the boys had the physical types. How convenient for me. Is this character this character's first appearance Generation 3?
Is their first appearance Generation 3? The answer is no. And once again, I do need to follow up on something here. This is my mistake. I had to look this up because I didn't know the physical versus special split. I made an assumption. After further research, this NPC's specialty is considered a physical type.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize. I needed to double check and make sure that that was accurate. So, but after further research, yes, this is a technically physical.
I didn't even catch that. It's a tricky one. Yeah.
I suppose it is. Scron, you give me a big help there, actually.
Uh huh. Yep.
You did absolutely. Uh-huh. It's your. It's on you, mate. It's all right. On you.
Prove it to me. Prove it to me, girl.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Is this character Morty?
It is Morty, oh! Yes.
impressive.
Oh, I love you, Scron.
Impressive.
All right. Nice work, and I apologize. I think because of the clarification that maybe made things...
Honestly, if you had only said that, I would have thought, okay, he just doesn't know it's Evolutions and Dragon.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh,
well. Scron? Scron had to.
Let's just say it won't matter in the long run, girl.
Absolutely, because I tried to be tough but fair, but you are people.
I get all right. So let's do this next question.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. All right. So, Scron, it's back to you. Have at the next one. By the way, we are tied at 6 apiece right now.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It is a boy.
I see. I'm gonna go with my question I engineered. You know the special physical Gen 3 spectrum.
Yes.
Which one?
Yes, I have those things pulled up in front of me.
Is it physical?
Yes.
Do they battle with physical Pokemon?
Yes, they battle with physical Pokemon.
Good. Cool. Alright, boy, using a physical typing when you battle them. Alright. Do you first encounter this character in Gen 3?
No.
Alright. For some reason, my mind is focused on Gen 3, so I just missed, like, a good narrowing down question right there. Because I was assuming we're still... Yeah. Ah, man. In your opinion, Snag,
okay.
Does this character look like they are older than 25?
In my opinion, I would say no.
All right. I gotcha. That helps. Hmm.
Not Gen 3. I'm so focused on Gen 3.
And it's not Gen 3, so.
Same. Yeah, that's right. Does this character first appear after Gen 5? Or Gen 5 or after?
Yes.
Okay. You're trying with those tricky names. I got it.
You're at question that's 5, it. By the way.
I know! Let's see. Physical typing, male. I'm wasted a question. Let's see. All right, so we know they have a typing focus. Then that's the biggest hint, because it means they can't be a rival. Let's see. Is this character a trial captain?
No.
All right. Okay.
That's a good question, though.
I bet it's Gen 5, because you hate me. let's see.
I have only love for you, Scron, but war is war.
Really bad with Gen 5 names.
To be honest, me.
Is this character Gen 6?
No.
All right, so it is Gen 5. Or maybe it is Gen 7. Oh, jeez. I've been really bad with these questions. It could be Drayden. Is it Drayden?
No.
Okay. Is it Clay? Is it Clay?
No.
Okay. Well, how many points am I at for this?
This next question will be 10.
Oh, man. You know, I'm just so bad with names. I really just want to stop. Because I feel like I'm...
Is there any more things that you can narrow down?
Let's see. Is this character a gym leader?
No.
Oh, well, there. That helps a lot. Let's see. Is this character an Elite Four member?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to do the 3. I don't know if Drasma is a boy or a girl, honestly.
But in to help you out in your tired state here, she was from Gen 6.
Oh. Elite Four member? Male? Oh, is it... Oh, wait. Okay, well, don't jump to conclusions. Scron, with strength. Is it okay? It's the one guy, the fighting type guy of Gen 7. And did I ask if it was Gen 5 already?
You did not ask if it was Gen 5. No.
Okay. But it is not Gen 6.
It is not Gen 6.
Elite Four member? I'm trying to think back to Gen 5. Let's see, they had the... they had the one fighting dude. And they had, I think it was it. Because they had the psychic ghost at Chantal. They had, yeah, it was just... Oh, they also... Oh, is it... Oh, there are three possibilities. It's not worth guessing. But I take a 3-point penalty if I try to narrow it down. So it's the same. So I'm going to just go Grimsley?
No.
Okay. Is it Kahuna Hala?
No.
Oh, no, it's that last guy whose name I don't remember. No!
No! I have to do the 3-point penalty. It's the Gen 5 Elite 4 fighting dude.
It is, yeah. It's so you're taking the penalty?
Yeah, I have to.
It's Marshall.
I don't know his name.
It's Marshall.
Marshall, yep.
Yeah.
Laughing maniacally in the background.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I would roll by picking a Gen 2 one for you because it started with Gen 3, but this turned out to be even more evil. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I think okay. Scron lost track of his questions, though. I think if he kept track of those, I think he would have done a little bit better, but that's okay. Let's see, though.
You know, it's 8 a.m.
A perfectly reasonable time to be awake.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go with this last one. Let's see how Whimsicott can fare with the one that that Scrawn shows.
Too bad you wouldn't let me pick Pike Queen Lucy. Be stumped on that for days.
For a lifetime, my friend.
And we are ready for the last one, Whimsicott. Scrawn has picked out a character for you. You may begin with the traditional first question.
Are you a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Of course you are. Is this character from generations 5 through 7? Their first appearance.
Their first appearance, yes, is in 5 through 7, yes.
Interesting. There's almost no NPCs that you do not battle in generations 5 through 7 because you battle 2 out of 3 professors and... So that's not a good question, actually. So I'm going to ask, is this character a member of an evil team?
No.
Is this character a rival?
No.
I'm trying to come up with a really good question, but I think I'll just play on the fact that Scrawn gave me like a couple of extra questions to work with. So is this character from Generation 7?
Yes, that is question 5.
Ooh, lucky! So it could be a trial captain, a kahuna, or a member of the Elite Four, or Professor Kukui. Or, so many people, so little time. So actually, Scrawn's question comes in handy. Does this character specialize in a type that would have been physical before Generation 4?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Hala... And then I have Nanu. No, I don't have Nanu. Dark was special.
Yeah, I made that mistake with Grimsley.
Yeah, fire was special. Electric was special. Kukui doesn't really specialize in a type, so I'm just gonna guess. Is it Hala?
No.
Not Hala. Oh, come on, Scrawn. A nice boy. I know you're a nice boy. You're evil, but you're a nice boy. Mwahaha. Let me think some more. Oh, that's a girl. Is it Ilima?
Yes.
Darn.
I was hoping to trip the whole boy girl spectrum.
No, I know very well that Ilima is a boy.
I gotcha.
I like to identify people by their proper gender.
I gotcha. And...
Alright. So, nice work, Whimsicott. With that, you do take the lead after the first round, after the first game, I should say. Scrawn has amassed 22 points, and Whimsicott And Whimsicott has 14.
What?
So
that is a lot.
That's the way it goes, I guess. But we will come back after this commercial break with our next game.
Come on down to the Super Training Gym. Increase your EVs. We have great items to work out with here, like heavy bags and power items such as the power weight.
This is heavy.
The power bracer.
My arms can't move.
The power belt.
My body can't move.
The power lens.
I can't see anything.
The power anklet.
My legs are stuck to the floor.
And the power band.
I don't even know what this is.
Not even that, we also have a lot of soccer balls for you to kick at balloons.
There's so many I can't even count. We got black ones, blue ones, green ones, orange ones, yellow ones. That's 8.
That's a lot of things to do here, and all the heavy bags. So come on down, and don't be a Snorlax. Come to the Super Training Gym.
Who's that Pokemon?
Welcome back to Puckle Game Corner. As you just heard a moment ago, we are going to be playing Who's That Pokemon? Now, today we're going to be playing this slightly different than we you typically hear Lord Yoshiro do on his show, the Puckle TCG Cast. This is not Pokemon 15 questions. The hosts have as many questions as they would like to use to get it. They can still not ask questions about game or generation or Pokedex number or anything of that sort. But in order to make this game work for the format that we're using, the hosts are able to guess what Pokemon it is. But if they guess and they guess incorrectly, that's going to be a 2-point penalty. So there's a little bit more on the line with this. Folks, is there any other questions or anything else you need to know before we get started?
Let's do it!
All right. Yeah. With that being said, let's last round we started with giving questions to Scrawn. Let's flip it around. Let's have Whimsicott start us out now. So all Whimsicott, right. Go ahead and start your round of Who's That Pokemon?
Is this Pokemon a water type?
No.
Okay. Is this Pokemon fully evolved?
No.
Is this Pokemon a basic Pokemon?
Yes.
Is this Pokemon, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, is this Pokemon a steel type?
No.
Okay.
So not water, not steel, basic.
Not water, not
steel. And not fully evolved.
Yeah, and those two are the same thing, and I just started with the wrong question. So let's get creative. Is this Pokemon? Oh, and this is gonna be good. Like, I don't know if I can ask. No, I'm just not going to ask that question. It would create all sorts of problems. I'm just not going to do that.
Okay.
Is this Pokemon based on an inanimate object?
No.
Is this Pokemon a poison type?
No.
Well, it's Scrawn, I had to ask.
That's completely fair, yes.
I'm not guessing any of this stuff.
Well, in the questions that you miss, you do narrow some more stuff down, so.
Yes, but I'm going to have to start to get broader on that. So, is this Pokemon a dual type?
No.
Would this Pokemon's type have been classified as physical before Generation 4?
No.
Okay. Is this Pokemon mammalian in appearance?
No. That's a good question. I like that question.
Thank you.
Okay,
so this is really helpful because a lot of non-mammals are fish, which are usually water types, and birds, which are usually normal types, and I've knocked out all of those.
You have, yes.
Yes. It's still going to take me forever to get this.
So you are on question... But... The next question you ask will be question 10.
Oh, I realize that. I'm doing so badly today. Scrawn just picked a very, very, very... obscure Pokemon, I suppose. Oh boy. Is this of a type that's commonly associated with starter Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay. So we're allowed to ask about not games, but regions it can be obtained in.
Region is just fine, yes.
Region is just fine. So... Is this Pokemon in the Alola Pokédex?
Yes.
Only 200 to go. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Okay, I just have to narrow it down. Is this Pokemon a grass type?
Yes.
Okay.
Benrina.
Let's see, what grass type do we have in Alola? I've used a lot of them. I should know. Is this Pokemon part of an evolutionary line?
Yes.
Okay, so it does evolve. Oh boy. It's so hard. Why is this so hard? I'm evidently asking all the wrong questions here.
I think the questions you're asking are fine. I think you, I don't think this is giving away too much. I think you're going to kick yourself once you realize what it is.
Oh,
I think you have enough information.
I don't have enough information because I can think of one thing right now, and I'm sure it's not the only one. Like, there are two possibilities in my head right now.
So, I mean, as a quick recap of the things that at least I can remember, we've ascertained that it is in the Alola Dex. It's a grass type.
Yes.
It's basic.
Pure grass type. It's basic.
Yep, pure
okay,
grass
let's,
type.
Okay, let's just... Right. Does this Pokemon evolve with a Sunstone?
No.
Okay, so it's not that one. Is this described as being hilariously helpless?
No.
Not that one either. Oh boy, Scrawn. How did you stump me with a grass type? I feel so ashamed of myself.
Just blame it on
this
the
sleep. This is so many.
We all know you're going easy on me.
I mean, I'm not going too hard on you, but I'm you know. Is this Pokemon? Oh boy, I really cannot think of another pure grass type wolves that's not Petalil or Bounsweet. And I'm lost. Completely lost. Is this Pokemon green?
Yes. Actually, let me just double check and make sure.
You're giving away extra information.
I am.
It's not. I mean, I don't know what anyone's Pokédex color is except for...
So, to be clear for our audience here, we are basing this off of the Pokédex color as listed in the Pokédex, and the answer to that would be no, it is not green.
It is not green? Okay. You know, that does actually help a tiny bit. I still can't think of anything. Not a single thing.
By my calculations, there should be two possibilities remaining.
There should be, if only it wasn't like past 1 a.m. and I could think of them. They're all dual types. All the ones I can come up with are dual types. Is this Pokemon smaller than 2 feet tall?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, boy. There are not so many pure grass types. That's the thing that stumps me. That one doesn't evolve. That one evolves with a Sunstone. That one is fully evolved. That one we've locked out with the Pokédex entry. Oh. This is terrible. I feel like I should, like, give away my grass type lover membership card. And okay, so let's do this. Could this Pokemon at any point in time be caught in Unova?
No.
Could this Pokemon at any point in time be caught in Sinnoh?
No. And we're at 19 questions with that.
Okay, so The only thing I can think of is that I think this Pokemon is dual type, and it's not. So I'm just going to throw it out there. Is this Pokemon Execute?
No. And here's the way we're gonna do this. Audience members, Whimsicott just hit 20 questions. In the interest of keeping this game going for you folks, we're gonna call it right here, and Whimsicott will take a 5-point penalty. So that puts her at 25 for that one. So
I have a chance.
No, but now I have to know. Now I have to know what it was.
Scrum, would you like to tell her what it is?
I'll give you a hint. It is not based on an inanimate object because it's a real-life creature, and it's called an orchid mantis.
Oh, that's right.
Faux mantis.
I was forgetting that Pokemon existed, even though I used it in my playthrough. This is what happens when you play at 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, hey, good effort with it, Whimsicott. I imagine that I would do much worse just because it... To here's a secret, audience. Professor Snag is still working through Pokemon Sun, so I'm on the fourth island, though. I just made it there today, so all right.
Impressive.
So with that, let's keep it rolling. This is going to be interesting to see how this turns out. All right, Scrawn, let's see what you can do. We have the Pokemon that Whimsicott has selected for you for Pokemon for Who's That Pokemon, and you may begin your questioning whenever you're ready.
All right, let's do this. For my first question, I'm going to ask, is this Pokemon, and I would like to define first evolution as either like not evolving or being the first in its evolutionary line, is this Pokemon first evolution? And this would count like a baby Pokemon being a first evolution.
Okay, so in essence, a basic Pokemon. No, this is not... basic or first evolution, no.
Okay, we'll do that as question one. Is this Pokemon in a three-part evolutionary line?
Yes.
This Pokemon and its real-world counterpart, whatever it may be, would they be considered, would their diet be predatory in nature?
Let me look.
What an interesting question you pose, Scrawn. Once Scrawn finds out what this Pokemon is, you're going to have learned something new.
Yes, exactly.
So cool.
Oh, man. This is... I just want to make sure that I don't... I would say... yes, I'd say this Pokemon... This Pokemon's real-world counterpart is predatory in nature.
Alrighty. If it's like a ghost Pokemon, it's gonna be... I'll be super... like, I'm okay, if it's a ghost Pokemon, this, like, yeah, well... like, yeah, ghosts hunt people, so yeah. Alright, let's see.
let's see.
I mean, just to verify, Whimsicott, you would agree with that assessment, right?
I mean, I think my first instinct would have been to say yes as well.
Okay.
Alrighty, okay. Let's see what we can do. It is a three-part line. Is this Pokemon... oh, no. Do I ask this question now? I think I'm going to have to ask this question now. Does this Pokemon evolve from a starter Pokemon?
No.
Okay. All right, here's another interesting question. Does this Pokemon evolve at level 45 or higher, or from its previous evolution?
So I'm just trying to make sure I can respond to this in the most fair way possible. Are you asking, like, can it, or is that the earliest time it can evolve at that level at 45 or higher?
Clarifying, if this Pokemon evolves on a level-based sort of definition, like a specific level or higher, is 45 the
start of when it can evolve, or some point after that, the start.
Tell you what, I think you have to ask the, I think you have to ask the first part of that question as a yes no first. Does that make sense?
All right. Like what's the? Okay, I'm just confused more by that.
So you said if
this... I mean, huh? Well, yeah. We could answer your question. We're not very sure that our answer would be fair to you.
Here's what I'm posing to you, Swan. You said if this Pokemon evolves on a level based thing, I think you should ask that as a yes no question first.
Oh, okay. Does this Pokemon evolve on a level-based sort of itinerary?
No.
Does not. Not level-based. All right, so what have we got? Let me think. One of our options from Gen 2 would be...
So to recap real quick, it is not basic. It is part of a three-part evolutionary line. It is not a starter. Predatory. It is its real world counterpart is predatory, and this would not evolve on a level based evolution.
Okay, cool. Is this Pokemon a normal type?
No.
Okay. And I'm correct in saying I've asked six questions now.
That is question six. Yes.
Cool. Alrighty, is this Pokemon? Was this Pokemon? Oh, I can't do generation questions. Oh man, jeez. Okay.
That's pretty tough. I mean, you sure had a good idea with that one. An evil idea, but a
yes,
one. Yeah, it's good. I like it. So, the predatory question is actually like doing a lot for me, I think. So it's not a normal type. So that actually eliminates quite a few things. Like, can't be slaking. Not that giant ground sloths would be predatory. useful. Useful stuff!
It wouldn't be a very scary predator.
How interesting. Okay. Let me see. Okay. This is gonna seem weird.
As if the rest of your questions haven't.
Can you catch this Pokemon in or by surfing on a body of water?
No.
Okay. So I'm like also like counting like Golbat or like stuff like that that you can that aren't water types necessarily, but you could find like on a body of water or something.
Let me verify really quickly here. No.
Okay. So there are a lot of those in that typing. Let's see. I'm gonna ask a rather specific question here.
Okay.
The type focuses of the Gen 6 Elite 4. Does this Pokemon share a type focus with one of those Elite 4 members?
Yes.
Type focus, Gen 6. All right, so that puts us with a water, dragon, fire, or, oh man, what's that other one? Oh, jeez. Oh man, I really hope it's not the last one. So
this game is so fun with sleep-deprived people.
You evil person. You evil person.
Funny.
You're allowed to make fun of each other because we're miserable in the same way. You're not allowed.
Yeah. Let's see. Is this Pokemon... Okay, this is going to be weird. Is this Pokemon something that you can currently obtain in Pokemon Go?
No.
Ah, jeez.
This is cray cray, as Thatch would say, fam.
Scrawn, just your next question will be question 10.
I gotcha. All right.
I mean, he has plenty of breathing room, thanks to my epic fail in the last round. But...
I wouldn't say that. I mean, if the scores were to end right now, total, it would...
I'd have like a 2-point lead or something.
A few, yeah. So, but anyway, let's try and finish this up here, Scrawn.
Yeah, you got it. I'm working on it. I really wish I remember that last type, Gen 6. Is it a water type?
No.
Okay. I already know the answer to this question, so I'm not going to ask it. I'm assuming that it is dual typed. Okay, here's another question that's sort of random. Does this Pokemon have an ability that negates the usage of a specific type of move against it?
Let me look. No.
All right. Okay, so it's not basic, three-part line. Predatory, probably. Not a starter, not level-based. Oh, that's the question I need to think about more. Not level-based. So, it's not a normal type, so it can't be Porygon Z. It can't be one of the typical friendship Pokemon like Blissey. Those are obtainable in Pokemon Go. We need to think more along trade evolutions, maybe. Is this Pokemon a trade evolution?
Yes.
Ooh! I'm on the right track.
The sounds that Scrawn makes.
And now I can use my previous question, type focus, fire, trade evolution, fire type. I really hope it's not that other type I'm forgetting, because then I'll be so screwed. Okay, let me see. Okay. Does this Pokemon's first evolution evolve at level 30?
Yes.
Magmortar!
Yes! Oh man, that was really good.
See? I threw you a softball.
Oh man, those...
What was that fourth Elite Four type?
Steel.
Oh, man, if you had a three evolution steel type, I would have been so screwed.
All right, awesome. Great round, folks. Awesome. That was a lot of fun. Scrawn, you got that one in 14 questions. So with that, folks, going into our last round, the score, and again, remember, folks, we are looking for the lowest score here. Scrawn has 36 points, and Whimsicott has 39 points. So It all comes to a head when we come back from this commercial break.
Shucklesberry juices. They're an easy-to-prepare, 100% natural fruit juice with fruits and vitamins and stuff inside. Listen to these real-life testimonies.
Hello, Mr. Shackle. I've come from very far away just to try your delicious berry juices. Would you make me a pitcher berry juice, please?
One pitch of berry juice coming right up.
Oh my goodness! This is the most delicious drink I've ever tasted! How did you make this?
Oh, first I eat the berries and all of the other ingredients, and then I let it sit in my stomach for about 5 years. Let it ferment. Get a little bit of mold and it'll do whatever you want. And then, it comes back up. There's juice.
I'm sorry. I need to be excused for a moment.
Shucklesberry juices, 100% natural.
Hey, it's Thatch, and I wanted to let you know how you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can come to PucklePodcast.com, where we have a chat box and forums where you can talk to many other Pokemon fans who also listen to the show. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on our Twitter, liking our Facebook page, subscribing to our subreddit, and following our Tumblr. Don't forget to review us on iTunes, though. It helps us find more people to come and hang out with us, and we can have larger tournaments because of it. And if you're feeling generous, we also have a Patreon, where you can donate in return for some awesome rewards. And as always, thanks for listening and for all the support you give us. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
And now, we're contractually obligated to play Flip Hikers!
Welcome back from that commercial break, audience. Welcome back to Game Corner to our last round in this host versus host challenge. We have, as you see, as our last game was called, is Cliff Hiker. Now, the way this differs from the original game, remember, though, what's going to happen is I'm going to give the contestants, or they've selected for each other, a Pokemon and what level it evolves, or what level it learns a particular move, or maybe its national Pokedex number, and they need to guess what that number is. And however many far off, that's how far their Geodude is going to hike up the mountain. Now, this is different from the regular show, where usually the Geodude will fall off the mountain after 25 total steps. We're not going to do it that way for this, because we just want to see how far each of their Geodudes go. And again, we're looking for the Geodudes not to walk very far up the mountain. So, Scrawn, Wimscott, do you guys have any questions before we get into this?
Yes. You for the third part, you had to select a Pokemon and a national Pokedex number. But if we're guessing Pokedex number, how does that work?
So I will give Wimscott that Pokemon, and she has to guess what that Pokedex number is.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. Then we are good. Yes. All right. So I will just tell Wimscott what the Pokemon is, and she needs to guess the number for it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Scrawn, let's start out with you. Wimscott has given you the Pokemon Remoraid, which is a Pokemon that you can catch in Pokemon Go now that Gen 2 is out. The question is, what level does Remoraid evolve into Octillery?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'm going to just go ahead and go with 25.
Nailed it. Right on the nose. 25.
Completely.
Yeah!
Good job, Scrawn.
I'm not very sure, thank but it's exactly this number.
I just had a feeling, you know? I don't know.
No, nice work. I don't think I would have been able to get that myself if I was in your shoes. So congrats on that one. That's awesome. Okay, thank so you. your Geodude, he doesn't go up the mountain at all. All right. Wimscott, the one that Scrawn has chosen for you, Cubchoo, the adorable little bear Pokemon that has snot running out of its nose. What level does it evolve into Beartick?
I didn't use a Cubchoo, but I know that you find it pretty late in the game, so it wouldn't make any sense for it to evolve, you know, before a certain level. I'm going to take a stab in the dark, and I'm going to say it evolves at level... That sounds too high. That sounds just about right. 45.
45. All right, your Geodude, he's going to get a little bit of workout. He starts hopping down the trail, using his arms to push him up there, and he goes 8 steps. Cubchoo actually evolves at level 37.
Ooh, 37. That's way lower than I would have guessed.
Yeah, especially being a Gen 5 Pokemon. I mean, they evolve. I mean, it's like against the rule to evolve below level 50 anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, nice. All right, so that's 8 steps for your Geodude. Moving back to Scrawn, Dragonair, one of the... of course, the middle evolution of the Gen 1's pseudo-legendary. What level, and as a heads-up to the folks, these are all Generation 7 levels that we're talking about, all for Generation 7. What level does Dragonair learn Dragon Rush?
Okay, so Dragonair evolves at level 55 into Dragonite. And Dragonite can learn Dragon Rush by level up after that point. So, by logic, it would learn Dragon Rush before level 55, because if you keep it... Or no, maybe after. Okay, logic is just thrown out the window with this. Let's see. It might even learn it, like, before. It's so... stressful.
Let's see. Maybe if you, like, keep it for, like, 4 levels or something, it will learn it. But no, maybe not. Okay. Well, that sounds like a decent guess. It shouldn't be too far off if that's the case. I'm going to go with 59.
59. All right, your Geodude starts moving down the trail. It's swinging his arms. It's going. And this Geodude wants to get, now, after having that rest over the first round, wants to get some more work, a little bit more workout in here.
Jeez, nah. Don't do this to me, man.
moves past Whimsicott's Geodude to 12. Dragonair learns Dragon Rush at level 47, so you had to go 12 steps.
I gotcha. It's okay. All right. That's fine.
All right, excellent. Moving back to Whimsicott, Dedenne, I think probably best well-known for being Bonnie's Pokemon in the Pokemon X, Y, and Z anime. What level does Dedenne learn Charge?
I've never used a Dedenne before. But
and side note, I also think Dedenne was like might have been the last Pokemon that I got in my Kalos decks. I could be wrong about that, but I know it was one of the very last. In fact, I caught a shiny Staravia.
Wow.
Nice. But sweet.
Anyway, at what level does Dedenne learn Charge?
It's a pretty basic move for an electric type, so I'm going to... My Jude is going to hate me. 18.
18. No, he's not too bad. He hops along, he pushes his way down the trail, and he goes only 7 steps.
Hmm.
Dedenne nice. Learns that at level 11, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so yeah, got a little bit of a workout in there, getting those reps, but all right,
those reps.
That's right. I talk like I know about working out. All right. So with that, folks, we have a very interesting finale coming out here because we have one more Pokemon for each person to say. The score at this very moment, Scrawn is at 48 and Whimsicott is at 54, so you only differ by 6. So,
right.
The last Pokemon, Scrawn, we need the National Pokedex for this Pokemon. And, of course, coming from the fluffiest Whimsicott, I mean, what else would you expect? What is Whimsicott's National Pokedex number?
Oh, man. Okay. Jeez. All right. Okay, here, logic time. Okay, Whimsicott's Gen 5. Gen 4 Pokemon go up to 493, I think. So after 493, we have the most Pokemon in Gen 5. So that's over 150 new Pokemon. So it's a very good strategic decision to make a Pokemon in Gen 5.
It wasn't a strategic decision. I just wanted to know how much you love me.
Oh, okay. Well, I am not going to get it correct, so we'll see. Let's see.
It's also the only Pokedex number I know by heart.
Oh, man. So, the way I see it is that it's pretty early in the game. So, well, we can make a maybe educated guess around there. Jeez. How many Pokemon would you say we encounter before it? Like, you've got Lillipup, Patrat, Monom, the evolutionary monkeys put a dent in it, etc., etc. We've got quite a bit. And then Swoobat, Roggenrola, Blitzel. I'd say we have at least, I want to say 40 Pokemon before we even get to Pinwheel Forest, where you first find Cottonee. So, I'm just going to go ahead and do that as a guess. We're going to add 40 onto 493 and do 533.
All right.
Not bad.
Yeah, you definitely logic it through, and that's kind of one of the reasons I love these questions. But yeah, your Geodude, he starts moving down. You know, he doesn't feel like he's gotten quite enough of a workout yet, so he starts moving down the road, pushing forward, and he keeps on going, and he ends up He takes another 14 steps. Another 14 right. steps. Whimsicott's Pokedex number is 547.
Nice.
So let me just check here what we're at. We're at. So, Scrawn, your total for this game is 62 points.
All right.
So just so we all know the stakes going in here, Whimsicott, you have 8 steps to work with to tie Scrawn.
Oh, I'm never going to do it.
Oh, boy.
Never going to.
Now, the choice of the Pokemon that you each chose, I thought, was interesting. Now, once again, you know, Scrawn is kind of a tricky guy. He will sometimes do some things that are a little suspicious, maybe. And this Pokemon, I think, represents that relatively well.
It's all an illusion.
What is the national Pokedex number for Zorua?
Zorua.
Yes.
Okay, so... you would think that it's kind of the Lucario of Generation 5, so you would think that it would be at the very bottom of that Pokédex, but I'm pretty sure I remember it not being that far down. I would say it's about two-thirds of the way through, and so it would get it somewhere around the number 600. I'm going to, like, count backwards this time, and I'm going to take out those legendaries, and, wait, there were those other legendaries? There were so many legendaries in Generation 5.
No kidding. Might be faster to count up instead.
Oh, boy, you're not entirely wrong. And then there was all those Pokemon very late in the game that I would think would make up for at least another 20 Pokemon that you would find. Yeah, I think it might be something like poor Geodude. I'm not going to count them all out. I'm going to say it's national Pokédex number 621.
Oh, you're poor Geodude.
Yeah.
You're poor Geodude. Yeah, so your Geodude, Scott, really didn't think that it's worked out very well. In fact, like, your Geodude thinks it's about halfway done with its workout for the day.
Wow.
Zora's Pokedex, I'm going to explain this. Your Geodude, he's still going. He's still working his way up the mountain. Zora's Pokedex number is 570.
Wow, that's really even earlier in the Pokedex than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I mean,
it's because of the special event that let you get the Zorua, like, for when you first reach Cassilia City.
Yeah, you're probably
that's,
right.
That's why it's so early.
Yeah, because it's you meet someone there.
It was a very tricky question because, as I said, you'd think of it almost as like a pseudo legendary. Good job, Scrum.
Well, it's my fault too for like choosing Gen 5. Because it's such a big gap, you know?
Well, I mean, you both chose Gen 5, so it's...
I chose Gen 5 for a different reason, but I still chose Gen 5. So, you know what, Scrawn? I declare you the undisputed king of the first host versus host showdown. Which, I mean, it doesn't really mean anything, because... there's a king and there's a queen.
That's but, right, yes.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. So, not to embarrass Whimsicott, but to put it on the record, yes, this did finish with Scrawn amassing 62 total points and Whimsicott 105.
I feel like that last question, though, is like really like the game changer.
That's why we put it last. You don't know until the end what's going to happen.
Exactly. But hey, I thoroughly enjoyed this, you two. Thank you so much for working this into your schedules. I really, really am glad that we were able to make this work out.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So, with that, yes, Gron, congratulations. You are the winner of the first host versus host challenge. And I really hope that we can do this again sometime. Although, what I enjoy more than having a host versus host challenge is I enjoy having you guys, the listeners, come on the show and be part of this. I'm going to have a questionnaire online, so that if you are interested in being on Puckle Game Corner and you want to join hosts like the Fluffy Swimscott and Scrawn, I can maybe kind of tailor some of the questions toward you, make sure that you have can show up well on the show. So if you're interested in joining us for Game Corner, please go to the website and fill out that survey for us. And yeah, I think that's all I have right now, folks. And so at this point, it is closing time. Let's have our host to sign off. Whimscott, why don't you start us off?
I can only say kudos to Scrawn and remind me, guys, don't sleep deprive yourself and play trivia. Don't.
Never. You were a worthy adversary, the fluffiest Whimscott.
Thank you, my dearest Scrawn.
All right, and our champion for this round, Scrawn, is there anything you want to say as a closing remark?
I'd like to thank my Tox Apex for all my hard work.
Oh, God, I'm crying!
If it wasn't for his spikes, I would never have been jilted this far ahead.
I would dry his tears, but he'd painful bunker me and poison my hand. So, just got away from afar. Thank you, Scrawn Toxapix. It was a lovely scene.
Totally.
Alright, and I am Professor Snag. With that, folks, don't forget to have your dittos spayed and neutered, and we will catch you on the flip-flop.
What? Yeah, I'm like physically restraining myself from humming the song. You know the one song.
Oh, the Jeopardy song.
No. The little music from the show. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, yeah, that's Jeopardy.
Oh, I gotcha. I thought you were gonna give me a special hint. I was like, keep going.
No, because. Quite frankly, I'm so tired, I don't remember which character you're trying to get.
Let's see. I'm just going to go ahead and guess.
Okay.
Is it... what's the guy's name? Jesus. Let's see.
Can I just, like, describe them?
Oh, no, it's not that. Wait, that one? That one is... Oh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.